Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Tuesday, December 12th, 2023, 9:09 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Morning Show is brought to you in part by Red Tail Air Connections. Offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great, I guess. We're in that lull between the holidays and anyway, I'm feeling a little lulled.
Oh, well, yeah, and I don't really have any suggestions for you. Just good luck.
Hang on, because holiday's right around the corner. And then that's the other thing. You want it to be here, but then there's so much you need to do between now and then. But So I'm lulled.
All right. Well, best of luck.
Whatever that means.
No, I mean, I guess I understand the meaning. I don't really have any advice for you.
Well, but, you don't have to fix it. You just have to be aware of it.
All right. Well, I've been made aware. You do have to be aware of some other things in the Red Rock listening area as well. Moab City letting folks know that 400 East is closed at 200 South for the next 2 days while crews trench and install a new sewer system manhole. It's part of the sewer main line replacement project for areas of 200 South, Tusher Oak, and Crestview. So again, there'll be a detour in place in that area. Open trenching and heavy construction is going to incur in segments through 2024 as part of that replacing sewer main lines along 200 South and those other areas. So be aware that detour is in place now, and there's going to be quite a few others. That detour on 400 East and 200 South, that intersection right now. So lots of happenings there in Moab. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, we've got news out of the San Juan County Commission, where members of the commission approved a contract to build a landfill building, approved a contract for an environmental contractor, and received a report on elections at their latest meeting. Members of the commission approved a contract to design and build a landfill-scale house at the December 5th meeting. The $260,000 contract with Davis Construction Solutions includes the concrete foundation, septic, and electrical infrastructure, and construction of the 30-by-40-foot scale house building. Sam Long, County Facilities Maintenance Director, explained that there was a slight change from the proposal approved at the previous commission meeting, as the estimation went up by about $10,000 for the work to connect the building to utilities, including power and septic, with funds for the project coming out of the landfill account. Commissioner Sylvia Stubbs shared that one of her early visits on her campaign trail was to the county landfill, where she noted the small trailer that the landfill staff works out of was in poor condition as well as lacking power. Said, quote, "I don't know how the wind didn't blow that little trailer over a long time ago because it didn't look very sturdy to me." Stubbs added that she's excited for the project and thinks it's going to be a good thing for the county. She said, "This is one organization, one part of the county that actually generates funds. It's well deserved for them." Another landfill news, the county also approved an intent to negotiate a contract with Acme Iron and Metal Company to gather recyclable metal from the landfill. County landfill employees will pull metal out of the landfill and gather in a place to be sold, to be salvaged. Earlier this year, county approved a profit split with county employees who do this work in downtime at the landfill. County Administrator Mac McDonald explained that the Albuquerque-based company was the county vendor for 2023, and they've come back with similar prices to last year. McDonald said that while they received bids from companies in northern Utah, the regional company was able to travel at a more efficient cost. Commissioners unanimously approved the notice of award and intent to negotiate contract for the upcoming year. At the meeting, the members of the commission also approved a notice of intent to award a contract for an environmental service science contractor. McDonald explained the contract with the Sevier County-based company will help act as a stopgap for needed environmental science services, including restaurant inspections, sewer inspections, sewer design review, and other duties. That'll be in place as a stopgap, with the county looking to address that those needs in a longer-term planning effort. So that's part of the latest San Juan County Commission meeting happened on December 5th. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. The Grand County Commission is working on their budget, as is other entities that have a calendar year for their fiscal year. Gwen Dilworth, from the Times Independent reported on some of the decisions made and conversations had in latest Grand County meeting, including county plans to improve the cost of living adjustment for employees, salary increasing also for Grand County Sheriff as part of that proposed budget for 2024. You can read more about that in the latest edition of the Times Independent. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way here on the morning show. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Canyon Wirelesses strive to provide the best internet experience and service in the area for almost 15 years. With River Canyon Wireless, a friendly live representative is just a phone call away. They'll help you in a timely manner and always tell you the truth about the network. River Canyon Wireless broadband internet starts at $39.99 a month with no long-term contracts. Free router replacement with username and password recovery. Sign up now at rivercanyonwireless.com or call 435-259-8319.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
You don't have to be sidelined by sports injuries in San Juan County. Precision Rehab provides physical therapy in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley, where our therapists have helped athletes of all ages get back in the game since 1996. Precision Rehab is dedicated to restoring you and your loved ones to peak performance when pain and injury slow you down. We offer innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by most insurances, including Medicare. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
This is a holiday howdy to the Four Corners from Moab Pawn and Gun. Come on down all season long for some unusual and helpful Christmas gifts from our wall-to-wall collection. Moab Pawn and Gun has musical instruments, tools, guns, and much more. Moab Pawn and Gun behind Rick's Glass in Unit Number 7 at 1030 Bowling Alley Lane. Moab Pawn and Gun also cashes checks.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Tuesday, December 12th, 2023, 9:19 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. We've got more news and happenings for you coming your way this morning. As part of that, Bill, we've usually got, is it all right if we have you give funeral notices?
Absolutely.
Now?
There are two funeral services today. Services begin at 10 a.m. for Nathan Charles Benally, age 38, of the Cortez area. Those services, again, are this morning at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Funeral services for Lewis Dale of Blanding area begin at 11 a.m. this morning at the Blanding North Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 9:30 to 10:30. Funeral services for Tony Marie Tehern, age 77, of Dolores, will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Graveside services for Monticello native Ann Barton Mitchell are at 12:30 on Friday at the Monticello Cemetery. Visitation from 11 to noon at San Juan Mortuary in Blanding. Her funeral services are today in Spanish Fork. A celebration of life for Wendy Wetherich, age 51, of Moab, will be held at 3 p.m. on Sunday, that's December 17th, at the Hoodoo Hilton Curio Hotel in Moab. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, as part of the morning show on Red Rock 92, I'd like to give you let you know what's going on with local entities, including city council meetings happening throughout the area. Taking a look at some agendas. Monticello City Council meeting tonight at 7. They've got a couple of items on their agenda. They've got a San Juan County Economic Development update. Also considering approval of a resolution updating the consolidated fee to reflect new hideout pricing and a fee for a variance request. Consider an ordinance for the schedule of the Monticello City Council for the upcoming year. And consideration for some other items as well. Reviewing a Monticello City garbage and refuse code. And talking about council member compensation. That's all part of Monticello City Council's agenda happening tonight. Blufftown Council also meeting in regular session starting at 6. I'll have a couple of items they'll talk about. A report on the Design Review Committee meeting. And an update on the joint bank account with Utah Dene Bekea, as they've got that shared building that they manage together. They'll also have a discussion of possible charge changes to the fee schedule for the Fire Mesa Kitchen. Also a review of the Bureau of Land Management's finding of no adverse effect for the archaeological survey for the 3 miles unit west to the Lisbon gas plant right of way. It's all part of the Blufftown Council again happening tonight. Also meeting tonight, Blanding City Council. In their meeting, they'll have a couple of different items as well, including mayor report, city council report. They'll also have a discussion about the pickleball courts in Blanding City. That's all part of their meeting going on tonight. Also meeting tonight, the city of Cortez will have a meeting. Sorry, let me get their agenda pulled up. City of Cortez regular meeting and work session tonight. As part of their regular meeting at 7:30, they'll have Year of Service Awards. Also have some different resolutions, including ordinance of a universal maintenance machine sweeping, varicutting and foil type mowing unit, also known as a turf sweeper, to a group. And also have a discussion if the city should provide free employee access to the recreation center as an employee benefit. That's part of the Cortez City Council happening this evening. And finally, Moab City Council also scheduled to meet tonight. That meeting starting at 6. I'll have a couple of items on their agenda, including considering a resolution to adopt a 2023 Sustainability Action Plan, adopting also a 2023 Moab Parks and Recreation Master Plan, all part of their meeting. Also consider a contract award for the Cane Creek Boulevard Reconstruction Project, and a couple of other items on there as well. including an ordinance amending the Moab Municipal Code and the creation and composition of the Moab Audit Committee. So that's all part of Moab City Council meeting. Again, encourage you to know what's going on locally and get involved. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the Artful Life. We'll go ahead and send you over to that and be back. Send you to a break, and then we'll be back with more news and happenings. Here's Alan Williams with An Artful Life.
The holiday season is a joyous time with music in the air, tinsel and garlands strewn everywhere, shoppers bustling, trees loaded with ornaments, holiday parties, and food and calories everywhere. My favorite part of Christmas is hearing from faraway friends. I love catching up on their goings and comings. Christmas, of course, descends from a pagan holiday designed in the 4th century, celebrating the end of the harvest and the winter solstice. Whatever its origin, this is the largest commercial holiday with merchants, some beginning as early as September, displaying their holiday wares. However, this is also one of the saddest seasons of the year for those who are alone. The first time I heard this, I was a bit stunned and then realized how true it could be. For those alone, the holidays are an acute reminder of what they don't have. It can be a time filled with sadness, self-reflection, loneliness, and anxiety. There may be physical issues like stress and fatigue involved. Increasing sugared intake must play some havoc. Too much emphasis on commercialism can lead to financial stress. Unrealistic expectations simply add to the mix. The number one downer, I think, is not being able to be with family and friends, if you have them. One Christmas, we were stationed in Europe. No one came to visit us, and we did not travel back to the States. I must admit, it was a bit lonely being by ourselves. I recall standing at the edge of the hill in Landstuhl, Germany, twinkling lights of the town below us, missing our family. Instead of giving in to the loneliness, we simply invited our neighbors for Christmas dinner and sang Christmas carols afterwards. But not everyone has the energy or resources to sponsor a dinner. So this season, take special care to pay attention to those who might be by themselves. You can invite them to join you. If they defer and refuse, you can still prepare a Christmas plate and/or cookies and deliver it. Invite them to gatherings. Include them in simple evenings by the fireplace. It may not feel that they appreciate your kind gesture, but you never know what touches people's hearts. My solution is go caroling. Music always lifts the heart, and Christmas music is beautiful and familiar. Volunteer together. Several Christmases were spent serving food to homeless shelters. It was a lot of physical work, but was most satisfying. Besides, we ate much better than had we been at home. Think outside of yourself and engage those who don't have all that you do. One nursing home complained that people think of them only in December, but they wished they would be included throughout the entire year. That's a goal for next year, to render more service to others less fortunate. Remember those who are alone, especially at this Christmas season. This has been An Artful Life.
During this holiday season, all of us at Performance Ford of Moab are thankful for many things like our local credit unions and banks, businesses and business owners, and especially all the folks who live in this beautiful area and the surrounding communities. We want to show our thankfulness to you by offering extra savings through the end of the year, starting with a 10% locals discount on service and up to $250 towards accessories when you purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle. Come in and check it out at 1805 South Highway 191. We're thankful for you at Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Everyone at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A hearty thank you for everyone's support throughout 2023. Come visit us for great Christmas sales throughout the store featuring items for the whole family and your last-minute gifts. Safe travels this holiday season from all of us at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
It's the Big Ace Hardware Rapid and Ready event going on now through Christmas at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Get 20% off LED celebration light sets. Save up to $200 on Traeger and Weber grills. And Ace Reward members get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Plus, load up on stocking stuffers with great deals on Yeti drinkware, toys, and DeWalt Craftsman and Milwaukee Power Tools and accessories. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys at the Rapid and Ready event now through Christmas at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Rick's Glass of Moab extends sincere best wishes to all the Red Rock 92 listeners this holiday season. Family owned and operated since 1981, Rick's Glass has always strived to provide the very best service to the Moab community. They are your source for windows and doors, shower doors and mirrors, and auto glass and paint. Stop by Rick's Glass for a free scenic calendar to start your year off right, and find them on the web at ricksglassmoab.com. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all from Rick's Glass of Moab.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
From the best at USU Blanding and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
Enroll now. Classes start January 6th.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Cause your heart is there, but you can't stay, cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry, cause you look broke down.
Good morning, welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, December 12th, 2023, 9:32 a.m. on this December 12th.
That song you just heard, Family Affair by Sly and the Family Stone, was the number one song 52 years ago today, 1971. As their third and final number one single for the band. Rolling Stone magazine later listed it as 139th on their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. So,
wow.
Sly and the Family Stone. On this day in 2000, the Supreme Court issued their ruling on the 2000 presidential election, stating that Florida didn't have time to recount the ballots yet again. And in effect, it verified that George W. Bush won the state of Florida and as a result, the presidency. So that's on that day 23 years ago. On this day in 1977, Saturday Night Fever premiered. It was a big hit for the movie and the album. And you know, it wasn't long after that that Columbia House Record Club sent me a copy of the album. It was pretty awesome.
Nice.
My mom was a bit worried about it. But anyway, Saturday Night Fever. Man, that was the apex of disco.
Is that on our wall? Those people that don't know, we've got a wall of 45 records on display.
No, we don't. I think that those who bought most of the records on this wall didn't embrace the disco era. So my Columbia Record House collection is separate from this one.
Gotcha. All right. We'll see if we can track it down.
And they'd give you, I think you'd send in a penny and they'd send you 12 albums. And then once a month you'd get a new album and you could send it back. If you didn't send it back in time, you had to buy it. Anyway, it's kind of people back in the day. If you lived at a certain time, you knew all about the Columbia Record Club. It's pretty cool. Birthdays today. TV host Bob Barker was born on this day 100 years ago today. He passed away in August, so just a few months shy of his 100th birthday. But he also said the price is right for 35 years. Come on down. Drummer Sheila E. is 66 years old today. She's known as the Queen of Percussion. Worked with a lot of people, including Prince, for many years. Glamorous Life is her biggest hit. Frank Sinatra was born on this day in 1915. He died in 1998. Locally, we have birthdays for Craig Young and Deanne Price. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. Before we get to that, I want to thank a sponsor real quick. Did you know the San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. Once again, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Once again, you're listening to the morning show on 92.7 FM.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a Radiology Ultrasound Tech and Food Services Associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County still has a number of openings, including health educator in the public health department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include Children's Justice Center director, a sheriff's deputy, and a corrections officer, in addition to part-time senior center aides, community marketing coordinator, and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors, and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Tony and his staff at the Moab Fiesta Mexicana wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Come in and enjoy our daily specials this holiday season. Tuesday is burrito night with rice and beans for just $8.95. Kids eat free Wednesdays and Thursdays from the kids menu, one child per adult. Friday night is margarita night with margaritas for just $8.95. And Saturday is fajita night with beef, chicken, and veggies for only $16.95. From all of us at the Moab Fiesta Mexicana, Feliz Navidad.
Need a new metal roof or building? Call Metal Depots in Farmington. Metal Depots specializes in metal roofing, metal buildings, and the highest quality accessories for do-it-yourselfers and contractors. And we deliver. Get a fast, free quote right now. Visit us in Farmington or call us at 505-278-2109 or visit MetalDepots.com. Metal Depots in Farmington, the Four Corners source for the highest quality metal roofs and buildings.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and Walker's True Value in Moab is ready to help you celebrate it the right way. Save on power tools and accessories, barbecue grills and smokers, patio fire pits, batteries, heaters, and tons of stocking stuffers for that special guy on Santa's list. True Value Hardware's been helping you deck the halls for 75 years. Come check out our great deals on Christmas lighting and decor. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Walker's True Value, Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. It's a triple header of high school hoops tonight on Red Rock 92 and StreamUtah.live. The San Juan girls and boys are paying a visit to Cortez for a showdown between local teams with the Montezuma Cortez Panthers. We'll have both games live right here starting at 5:30. And in another matchup between local teams, the Dolores girls are coming to Monticello. That one will be on StreamUtah.live starting at 7. The Monticello boys are in Dolores tonight to take on the Bears in the fourth game that will feature local foes. The Green River boys are playing in Tintic tonight. And fresh off their championship in Price, the San Juan wrestling team is headed to Aztec, New Mexico tonight for duels with the Tigers. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Tuesday, December 12th, 2023, 9:45 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. The Denver Nuggets getting a win yesterday in Atlanta, 129-122. Jamal Murray leading the way with 29 points. The Jazz fell to the Thunder in Oklahoma City, 134-120. Keontae George had 30 points for the Jazz. Tonight, the Nuggets are in Chicago, taking on the Bulls at 6, with Phoenix holding Golden State tonight at 8 o'clock. So that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday. Once again, it is the Red